there's a paint stripper that was used kind of in excess. It was discovered on the 19th in a parking deck. All of the material, we believe, was contained within the detention pond on site. Once we found it and everything, they were able to hire a company to come in and remove the material, and it was removed by 2 a.m. on Wednesday the 20th, and then we did some residual testing, and we found nothing had made its way down to the lake. So we put a plug in as soon as we found it in the storm drain catch basin, and the contractor had hired a cleanup crew that came in that same day and cleaned it up. Very fortunate. It went really smooth. Hazmat and DHEC showed up and kind of all got to work together to make sure that luckily no one got hurt and the process went fairly smooth. So we're going to issue a ticket for illicit discharge and then also for the time and equipment that the city had needed before and during the spill. The illicit discharge is a maximum of $500. The judge sets the amount for that after we issue the ticket.